Today is the Feast of the Annunciation, when the Church celebrates Mary's hearing and embrace of the good news of our salvation. Susie Hodges discussed the history and meaning of the feast with Monsignor Paul Tai of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications.
I suppose in many ways today we're celebrating a feast that underlines two of the great events of our Christian story. It tells about the Annunciation to Mary of the fact that she would be Mother of Jesus Christ. And then it also celebrates the incarnation of Jesus Christ. He becomes flesh in the womb of Mary. Therefore, it's a very pivotal feast in the life of the Church. In many ways, it's probably the nativity, the birth of Christ, Christmas, that gets the attention. But in some way, the story begins here in this very simple encounter of Our Lady and the angel who announces to Our Lady that she will be the mother of the Son of God. And she, in her generosity, says yes to that invitation, to that call.
Now, as we all know, Mary said yes, but she was also very joyful about it, and in fact she realised the great honour that had been done to her. And this amazing hymn of praise, the Magnificat, which has been part of the Church's liturgy of the hours at Vespers, I gather, for more than 1,000 years. Tell us something about this.
I think what that is a prayer is which Mary recognises, in a sense, her very privileged role. But she sees it all as the achievement of God rather than as her own achievement. It's this wonderful, her own sense of the great privilege that has been done to her, the great trust that has been placed in her, blinds her to her own yes, to her own responsibility, to her own generosity, and her focus is exclusively on the greatness of God and the great things that he has done through her.